It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sometimes when you're out on a date, as a guy, you want to showcase how macho and manly you are and also how spontaneous you are, and you make decisions on a whim.
Yeah.
Like the guy on the phone for today's second date update. He originally planned to go to a movie with the girl that he took out, but then he made a boss move. What? And he was like, "F it, we're bowling." And he decided to switch it up on her in the middle of the date and go bowling.
Okay,
sounds like a fun time. Hey, James, how are you?
I'm good, Jubal. How are you doing?
What a nice move.
Oh, man.
Nice move to switch it up on her from a movie to bowling.
Bold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, it felt right.
It felt right.
The date was just going so well, you know. I didn't want the conversation to end. And then when you go see a movie, then you basically have to shut up for an hour and a half.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
It actually is really smart. Always activities, I feel like, are the best way to go for a first date.
Yeah, because I read your email and you were like, we were originally supposed to go to a movie and then I switched up to bowling in the middle of the date. How was bowling with this girl?
Oh, it was great. She's actually a pretty terrific bowler. It was actually fun to bowl with her, but the conversation just kept going, and it was, like, really comfortable. Like, I don't remember last time it was that easy to talk to a woman.
What's her name, by the way?
Oh, Danielle.
And where'd you meet Danielle?
We met online, actually, because I don't date a lot. I don't, I'm kind of an indoor person, mostly.
a hermit?
But I mean, I saw her, online, and we just started chatting together for like a week.
Is this your first online date, or have you been doing this for a while?
No, I mean, I've been tossing the idea around, but I never really committed to it. And then I was like, well, all right, enough of this, you know, like, I'm not getting any younger, so might as well just jump in, you know?
Did she know what a loose cannon she was dealing with? Like, where you're like, a guy's just going to switch it up from movie to bowling?
Yeah, I'm pretty wild. I don't think she was necessarily ready for that.
In your email, you said there was an awkward moment during your date. What happened?
Yeah. Well, I mean, at a certain point, the conversation kind of geared towards or childhoods, and I don't know, I was feeling really comfortable, and I just, you know, basically I told her about how I kissed my cousin this one time when I was a kid.
What? What did you just admit to?
How did that happen?
What?
Well, I mean, no, that's the thing. It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't, like, it was just, like, a mostly friendly thing. Like, when you're a kid, you're dumb.
I don't mean how did the kiss with your cousin happen. I mean, how did you feel like you should share that with your date?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It was so comfortable between the both of us that, like, we just started talking about our childhoods, and then the next thing I know, I'm telling this embarrassing story about me and my cousin kissing.
Did she seem weird about it after you said that? I mean, I don't know. For me, if somebody told me that they were kids, I'd be like, all right, whatever. You know, it wouldn't bother me.
Well, I mean, when I told her, she got real quiet, so then I tried to lighten the mood, and I was like, oh, I'm sure you've done worse. and she was like, no.
I would, you know, I'm from a small town in North Idaho, and those are things you don't joke about.
Yeah, what do you think you just say? I totally made out with my dad once,
yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
So you feel like that's maybe the reason she's not calling you back? Because you're a cousin kisser?
I mean, I have a feeling that's it, because otherwise, you know, after that, it ended, I guess, politely and nicely. I walked her to her car and everything. Ever since then, I've just been trying to text, and I feel like I'm getting the runaround.
Is she talking to you at all?
I sent her, like, a couple of texts, and then, you know, the second or third one, I can't remember, I was like, hey, did you get my other text? And she was like, oh, no, sorry, I was out of town. I didn't have, like, cell coverage, so I didn't get it. I've been traveling a lot, but I can't get a definitive answer out of her for anything.
It's all the kind of standard blow-off lines.
Exactly.
Busy, out of town, no cell service, phone died, that kind of stuff.
Can we clarify one thing, though, real quick? How old were you when you kissed the cousin?
Bro, I can't get over it.
I can't.
It's kind of fuzzy at this point. I don't fully remember, but I maybe my my teens or something. I'm not sure. Maybe my early teens.
Okay.
Let's get into the weird line.
We'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, man, hang on.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.